Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Phone line open at 1-800-795-9565. Randy thinks Kevin's hilarious.
Not sure if he was laughing with me or at me, but either way, I'll take it. I'm not. That's fine. I'm good with that.
It's a show where someone's pride has been flushed. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Hilsers General Store Hotline. Hilsers General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove, Routes 11 and 15. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We will obviously direct the conversation whichever direction you wish to go in. If you'd like to go in different topics, we've been talking about the marathon bombing yesterday and whether or not you would be hesitant to go to a sporting event. Kevin's son says, no problem at all. Kevin's reevaluated his entire schedule.
Well, you know, I'll be honest, that really surprised me because I figured somebody from his age would think a little bit about it. But he's like, no, I'd still go. I was rather impressed by that.
Look, and again, if anybody is hesitant to go, I don't blame you. You have to make your own. Look, we make decisions all the time as to what our comfort zone happens to be. And I talk all the time in my class about this. Oh, hold on. Tarman just sent me a blue-white parking update here.
It is a Jeff Tarman blue-white parking update.
Yes. Yes. You have to remember, it doesn't really matter like whether I have a parking space or not, and it doesn't matter whether Jack has a parking space or not, okay, or whether Roger or Jeff do.
Okay.
This really does come down. Oh, please. You know where I'm going with this. You know. Hey, the person that calls Jack repeatedly to make sure it's okay, that calls me to make sure we're all set.
I've got a pretty good idea.
In the end, the Moeller parking pass is the one that really is the one that opens the floodgates to. Steve, your parking is in your inbox at Sports Info. Jack Shirley is sending yours to you. That means Moeller gets it. And Roger. That's what this comes down to. This is not about.
I figured it was either Moeller or about Roger Corey. Where's my Penn State parking pass?
I know. Roger feels accepted now. It's all good.
I love Roger, by the way. I love Roger.
It's all right, Roger. We'll let you park. Roger gets a little nervous before we get going.
I feel his pain.
Why is that?
Working with you makes me nervous as well.
Oh, wait. Well, he'll do something. For example, Jack and I will be talking. What you've been up there. And all of a sudden, Roger will go, five! So we're 5 seconds away from going back on five. And we'll just keep talking. All the F, two, one. And welcome back. And you hate that.
It reminds me of that show that used to be on ABC, Sports Night, the one where Felicity Huffman got her start before Desperate Housewives. It reminds me of that show. They'd sit there and argue, and they'd be doing the countdown, and all of a sudden, two, one. And that's what's coming up on Sports Night. That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I just want to make sure that you knew that. that the Moeller parking pass. You know, Jack and I will talk tonight. Is safe.
Speaking of parking, though, are there any changes for the blue-white game? I know there's a couple of tradition. Well, I don't want to call them traditions, but things that have typically happened that is changing. Free. Well, no, I know, not with parking, but with the timeline of the event itself.
Yeah, you know what? I have to find out about this one team autograph session. That's the thing I have to find
that
out.
That was the big one.
And I don't know yet about what the times are. I'll have to check with Jeff Nelson about that and who's allowed to be in it. I don't know that either. There's the Nittany Lion Club breakfast, but that's at 8:30, and I'm supposed to go over there with Bill and the seniors. But, you know, after that, the one-team autograph thing, I don't know who's in it and where it's going to be.
I know that's what a lot of fans have been talking about, trying to figure out what's going on there. So,
yeah, and I don't know. I don't know. But back to the topic at hand, now that the Moeller crisis has been averted, I feel a little worried about the Moeller crisis. Anytime there are contract negotiations involving Jack and me, Moeller's in constant contact. Like he's more worried than we are. All right, Ron, don't worry. You got your spot. You're okay. You have to give us credit. Well, at least we have a good time with this stuff.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Oh, yeah.
We
have a good time. Going into any event. I mean, none. I mean, look, you know, anything can happen when you wake up in a day. Anything. All right? And you don't know what twists and turns happen in one's life. You just don't know. And I will give you an example, a personal example. If you were to have asked me on Thanksgiving morning, how much longer do you think you'll have your mother around? I'd have told you my mother would have lived to 90 years old. I honestly would have. Right? I lost her 2 weeks later. You don't know. So live your life and enjoy it. That's my advice. Live life to the fullest and enjoy it. And that's what I'm going to do on Saturday. I'm going to go out, have a good time, work with a great friend.
Not that I don't 5 days a week already.
Thank you very much.
Yes, that was for your benefit.
I was waiting.
You were hoping.
There we go again.
You're hoping. No, every time I make a statement like that, you find religion. Oh, God, please. I hope he
says
my name.
Let it be me.
I get to work with a great friend and friends on Saturday, have a good time, spend a couple hours talking football, and then afterward it's cocktail hour time. Okay, we'll have a it'll be fun for us. Well, that's what Jack said to me. He says you know, this noon start has some benefits. I said, yeah, you will be done by 2. I know.
It'll be 74 to 80, but you know, it'll be done by.
I can care less. Same scoring system as last year.
Is it the same scoring system for sure, or don't you know yet?
Yeah.
See, I liked it. I had no idea when somebody was scoring, but I really liked it.
Now, do you fans out there like the scoring system? Like I said, we can talk about a variety of things. You want to talk about Boston? We'll talk about Boston. You guys want to talk about the scoring system and whether you like it or not? Fine. Yep. About the autograph session, you know, I mean, I want to hear from you. Yeah, I mean, it's 1-800-795-9565. You know, talk about the topics you want to talk about. 1-800-795-9565.
I do have one question for you. I wanted your thoughts on the closer situation now in Boston.
Hey, well, Hanrahan has a hamstring problem. So, I mean, that's part of it. Bailey's been doing a fine job setting up anyway. They moved him in as the closer yesterday, and then he gave up a run. And then Pedroia walked, and Napoli doubled at home. They won the game 3-2. Look, I think the biggest part of what's going on with the Red Sox deals with John Farrell. I only met John a couple of times when his son played here for the Spikes, Jeremy Farrell. But good, even-tempered, intelligent guy. And he, I mean, the Bobby Valentine thing, we can talk about all that all you want. The Red Sox wanted John Farrell before the Blue Jays told them they couldn't. Or I think what the Blue Jays wanted, they wanted Clay Buchholz. The Red Sox weren't going to give him Clay Buchholz. So then they, okay, you stay with Toronto, and we'll get Bobby Valentine. 1 year of that, and I think they were willing to give them Jacoby Ellsbury. But the Blue Jays didn't ask for that. But he comes in there, and he stabilizes what's going on. And for Tom Verducci of Sports Illustrated, who's a Penn State grad, by the way, he was at Fenway yesterday, and he was going to write about John Farrell being the stabilizing influence for the Red Sox in their solid start to the stage. But, of course, the events of what happened after the game, you know, changed what he wrote about. Also, too, I'm wondering how many people did not go down to Copley yesterday because that game went extra innings.
I thought about that after the show was done. When you had said extra innings a couple of times and it didn't sink in, and I wondered about that myself.
2008, a tornado struck Atlanta. It went right over the Georgia Dome at the Southeastern Conference basketball tournament. And I think his name was Malik Riley. Alabama was playing Mississippi State, and there was one more game to go. It was going to be Georgia and Kentucky in the final of four quarterfinal games that day at the Georgia Dome. It was a Friday night. And they come down, and Riley hits a three-point shot at the buzzer to force overtime. And then in overtime, the tornado hits. And everything, I mean, the Georgia Dome, it went right over the top of the dome. And it ripped off panels on the outside. It carved some holes in the side of the Georgia Dome. Scaffolding that had cameras on it were waving back and forth, and like literally nuts and bolts were ripped off to the point where some of it came down and hit on the court. They stopped the game. After they determined that it was okay to play on, they played on and they finished. Well, when the decision was made that everything had gone awry outside, you know, of course they told everybody, look, you know, something's happened, don't leave the dome, the whole thing, blah, blah, blah. Later they'll tell you that shot probably saved lives. Because if the game had ended in regulation, the Alabama-Mississippi State fans were not going to stick around for the late game, and it was late at that point, between Kentucky and Georgia. So who knows how many people would have poured into the streets afterward and all of a sudden get hit by a tornado. I'm wondering yesterday that because that game went extra innings, some people that would have thought about heading down, because a lot of the great restaurants in Boston and bistros and cafes are down in that area, in the Back Bay area. And, you know, the game got over about 10 after 2, quarter after 2, which is about 35 minutes. And to be honest with you, if you want to get to the Prudential Center, whatever, and get down to, say, you want to get to the finish line on Boylston Street, you really have to hoof it to get there in 35 minutes. Well, probably, like, you know, people probably emptied out, went to the Cask and Flagon, watched a little bit of, you know, probably, you know, like 235, 245 or so, went on to Commonwealth Avenue and watched some of the marathon there. And then, you know, whatever, hey, maybe we'll go uptown a little bit later. Instead of having the game end at 1:30, for example, you have to wonder how many people would have wandered up in that direction. You know, let's go down, see the end of the marathon. Let's go over to the Lenox and get a drink. Let's go over to Legal Seafood at the Prue Center, get something. You know what I mean? There are a lot of restaurants in that area. Let's go get something at the Fairmont by the finish line. You know, something like that. Because now you're walking at this point. You're not driving. So I wonder. I wonder if going just a little bit longer, that run in the ninth inning, I wonder if it kept even 1,000 people from walking up in that direction at the wrong time. You'll never know. But drawing parallels between a natural disaster and a coward. And that's who this was. They were either a coward or cowards. Let's barbaric coward. Or barbaric cowards. Either way, I think the labeling's proper. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Welcome back. Shamokin Dam Orchestra sounding great as usual. They do this for scale. They're really good.
Are they on the road with us at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club?
Every time. They'll be on hand, little mini concert. They'll be fabulous. Jason Johnson, by the way, on our Facebook page, said he did not like the scoring of last year. He says he'd like to bring back the traditional system. I will say this, from a broadcaster's point of view, and only a broadcaster's point of view, it is much easier for me to get ready for the blue-white game the last 2 years than it was the previous 12 I've done. This will be the 14th. Actually, this is the 15th blue-white game I've done. I actually did one in 1983 after they won the national championship. I broadcast that game. And the reason is this, is that Bill has offense against defense. Well, I'm at every practice, so I know what the first three teams are, offense and defense, and I can put together a chart, and I'm all set to go, and I know where everybody is. The old system was they'd split it into teams. Okay. Except, you know, and for obvious reasons, the earliest I would get the split is Thursday. There were a couple times along the way where I got the split Friday morning. I'm like, okay, come on. Let's go. We got fast, gonna put something together. Who's on what team? And then the pullover jerseys were always, and I was always, I will admit, I was always actually pretty good at that, figuring out who had the pullover. I could see through the pullover as to what number was there.
Number changes for today will be as follows.
Yeah, but they'll, you know, but they'll pull it over and whatever, and they play. You know, like, all right, now switching teams this time will be. I remember the 1 year it was the 1994 blue white game. Now I didn't do the game on radio. Fran did that game with George and Joe. Kerry Collins quarterbacked both teams, and it'd be like 38-35. he took one team, gave him a big lead, switched teams, brought the other team back. It was actually,
now that's versatility.
Cool. I mean that's a good quarterback right there.
I understand a fan's point of view with the scoring because it was very, I mean, I enjoyed it.
It's confusing.
Once I understood it's confusing. It's like, wait, yeah, that was a sack. How much is that worth?
X amount of points for a sack. X amount of points. I understand that. But in the end, I've never seen the scoreboard at that stadium look like that. I don't know about you.
I was really hoping for three digits somewhere. I wanted to see if the scoreboard could do it.
I mean, there are a couple of basketball games I did. Like, say, like a 38-33 game in Illinois that were a little lower. At least we're back to laughing today.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Our number 1-800-795-9565 on the Hilsers General Store hotline. Hilsers General Store is located 7 miles south of Sales Grove on routes 11 and 15.
They have some new spring lines that we're going to be telling you about probably maybe as early as tomorrow. And of course, they've got some the great things you need to get your garden started with the seeds, the hardware stuff, and if you've looked at your lawnmower and it doesn't look like the same lawnmower did last year, I bet they can help you with that too.
I'm sure they can.
My lawnmower looked pretty good when I put it away, and now it doesn't look as good as it did. You ever notice how when you put the lawnmower away in the fall, you really don't care how good it looks? It's just like, I don't want to see it again. Well, maybe I should have taken a closer look at it, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. I looked at mine. I just saw it the other day. I said, no, it's fine. It's 1 year old. It's good. It's good. So you think I have a riding mower?
What? I didn't say you had a riding mower.
You think I have a riding mower?
No.
Or you think I pay somebody to come in
that
and do my
lawn?
Yes, I would agree with.
But I didn't think you had a riding lawnmower.
Okay. You think I paid us something to come in and do my lawn or shovel my driveway? You're shocked to hear I shovel.
I was shocked when I heard you put up your Christmas decorations.
I do all of it here. I do all of it. I put up every light in the front. I put up every light in the tree. Decorate the tree. There's a little Christmas village we do, whatever. I do that.
Do you have a name for the Christmas village?
No, I just put the thing up.
Just wondering.
No name for it. Just get it done. That's my nickname for it. Get it done.
Wow, aren't you Mr. Holly Jolly?
I do it. Excuse me, I do it. That's Holly Jolly. That's spirit.
Well, and it's usually in October, which I get. Because of your schedule. No. That makes complete sense.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, part of that is my schedule. And for example, this year, like let's say Thanksgiving week this year, I've got a basketball tournament and I've got an away football game in Thanksgiving week this year. Okay. So what I try to do is I try to pick some point where I have some time and it's warm enough out to do it. Because there's been too many times in my life where I've done it and it's been, I'm like, great, it's 34 degrees. And I'm out there and my hands are saying, my hands look at me and both of them say to me, You know, if you had done this maybe 2 weeks ago when it was 56 degrees, we would be happy with you right now. That's where that comes from.
I see.
Meanwhile, you force your wife to do all that stuff.
No, that's why I had a child.
No wonder that kid likes me. All right.
Wait. You mean to tell me none of your kids mowed the grass?
Rarely. Usually I've done it.
Wow, you are Father of the Year.
Usually. I would say I have probably cut my grass better than 90% of the time in my life.
Listen.
And I've been a homeowner for 26 years.
When the kid turned 14, it was celebration. And I said to him, I said, you know what this means? He goes, yeah, I'm now in the mid-teenage years. I said, that's right. I said, you know what else it means? He goes, it means you're going to make me mow the lawn, aren't you? I said, you're getting money for it. What do you want?
Yeah, but here's the bothersome part for me, all right? Is that one of the reasons I know that you told him that he could now cut the lawn was that it would allow you to then go out and work in your golf game. And based on what I saw last year,
I cut a lot of the lawn.
You are not getting your money's worth.
I cut the lawn an awful lot.
You are not getting your money's worth. I had to, the first time you went to line up to tee the ball up. I'm standing back with Drew Kelly, and I said, what is this deal?
Well, Drew's played along with me before. He said, my guess is he said, just wait.
He says, you won't believe what you're about to see. All right. And you hit the ball. Okay, let's see. You hit the ball way out to the left.
Yeah, it would be toward the fairway of the next.
That's center coming back over the trees. Then it cleared our fairway.
Yes.
And then it went to a spot where, thank goodness, we had carts.
You know, you ever watch the worst of the Caddyshack movies, Caddyshack 2 with Jackie Mason? It's not quite as bad as that slice.
I have not seen that.
Well, you're not missing anything, but there's a bad slice
then
in that
Then we get to the straightest drive hole. Now, the straightest drive hole goes out, it went, if I recall correctly, went over the road that enters the country club.
Yeah, I believe it was six. I can't remember for sure.
Okay. He takes this thing, and it goes out over the seventh fairway. Right? And majestically comes down, actually hits in our fairway, and then rolls within a foot of the string. And all of us looked at each other and went, you have to be kidding me.
Yeah, I think that was seven, and I lined up pointing towards six and drifted right out over top of the trees. It was beautiful. Beautiful shot.
I mean, honest to goodness, it's like going from Danville to Philadelphia through New Jersey.
Unbelievable. I could hear the commentators in my head going, that's a beautiful left to right shot, drifting right into the middle of he's gonna like that one.
No, I could hear the commentators right now. David Faraday, what the hell was that? Like, okay. Well, you know, David, let's go to the 19th hole and have a Guinness on that one. All right. Let's go get a Guinness. I can see that now. Ian Baker Finch, I'm not sure what that was. Jim Nantz, hi, friends. I'm not sure either. Oh, by the way, just so you know that we will get some airtime on Saturday at the Blue White game on the Big Ten Network. Just so you know.
That's good. I like when they do that.
Well, no, Tony DeSantis is going to be the producer, and, you know, he's kind of like he's my guy, so let's see.
Oh, the NFL is planning to release the 2013 schedule on Thursday. You know what that means? It's not too early to start thinking.
I thought they were releasing the Thursday night schedule.
I think it's the whole schedule, but I'll find out.
Is it the whole schedule or the Thursday night schedule? See, you know what? I ended up really enjoying the Thursday night. Oh, yeah, it's the entire schedule.
Yeah, at 8 p.m. Yeah. And let me guess, it'll be on NFL Network.
Well, why not have your own network?
Well, that's why you have it. That's right.
That's why you have it.
Speaking.
So we're gonna find out whether the Ravens get to play at home on the Thursday the 5th.
You know, speaking of your own networks, the SEC, which has probably been the worst-kept secret ever in television.
Yeah, they postponed that today. Yeah.
Did they postpone now officially? All right. How many
They did it out of respect because of Boston.
Well, I understand that.
The SEC, what was going to happen is the SEC through ESPN is going to have its own network, like the Big Ten Network and the Pac-12 Network. Now, when you look at the Big Ten Network and the Pac-12 Network, obviously they are labeled Big Ten Network, Pac-12 Network, correct?
Yes.
But the conferences each have 49% of the networks. Fox owns 51% of each network. That's why when you watch, for example, the Big Ten Network, you'll notice there's some Fox promos in there. That's the reason why. So the Southeastern Conference is going to do theirs, but ESPN is going to be part owner of it.
Don't you think that's a slap in the face, though, to CBS that has handled the prime that has handled their network coverage for so long?
No, not really.
I mean, all right, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, "Well, it's all about what they bid." Yeah, but still. I mean, CBS has done a great job at promoting the SEC before it was the conference that it is. Yeah, and now you're going to have your own, and it's going to be ESPN.
No, but the SEC, for example.
Okay. The best games in the Southeastern Conference are going to be on CBS. Okay, the SEC network is not going to take away Alabama, LSU. That's not what it's going to do. Just like Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, those games are not Big Ten Network. Have you noticed that?
I have.
And the Big Ten Championship game is on Fox.
Fox. Well, the SEC Championship game is still going to be on CBS. That's their baby. I mean, that, you know, they bid, they pay into it, and so forth. This is going to be the kind of network where Mississippi State plays Kentucky, and you'll get to see it.
I think I understand where you're coming from. Now, my question then would be, are they going to have multiple broadcasts the way the Big Ten Network does with their alternate channels, which, by the way, are being picked up by a lot of cable systems? When it used to be satellite only would have the alternate channels, now a lot of cable systems pick up those alternate channels.
Right. We have that. I mean, it's on the
700 level of our cable here. But, you know, for example, Alabama, let's just pick one. Alabama plays Florida International. That game will be on the SEC network. Alabama plays LSU, that's on CBS. There's still going to be a pecking order as to who gets what. And in the pecking order of who gets what, the way it works in the Big Ten, it happens to be, let's just take football. In the Big Ten, three of your games out of 12, so that's one quarter of your schedule, you must have three games on the Big Ten network.
Now, those three games include your non-conference games. So out of your 12 games, three are on the Big Ten Network. The other nine, and that's minimum. I mean, you could have five games on the Big Ten Network, but your other nine are open to being on ABC, ESPN, ESPN2. All right? And there's a pecking order as to who selects first each week. Who selects first, who selects second, who selects third. But again, you have to have three appearances on the Big Ten Network. Penn State, for example, plays Eastern Michigan and Kent State this year. My guess is those are two prime Big Ten Network candidates.
I would think so.
And then there'll be one conference game that will be on BTN. Could be the game at Minnesota in October.
Yeah, but that's the governor's victory belt.
Oh, brother, don't get me started on stuff like that. I never Land Grant Trophy, victory bells, things like that. Please.
Oh no! Wait, now I've got a story time. I've got a story time for Steve this time. Years, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, I'm writing different lines that Steve can record for us for our promotional announcements. And one of them is Penn State travels to Minnesota for the governor's victory bell. And Steve reads it in his, the way he would normally. Penn State travels to Minnesota to take on the Golden Gophers for the governor's victory bell. Oh, nobody knows that. That's what I get on the recording that comes back. Nobody knows that. Then I get an email that comes with it going, listen, I took out the thing about the victory bell. I hope you don't mind. And he goes, how did you know about it? I said, it's easy. NCAA football from Electronic Arts. I've won a few governor's victory bells.
Oh, brother.
And that's story time about Steve.
Yeah. believe me, Penn State, the last time they played him was out there. That was the day Rob Bolden got the concussion. He started out 11-13, and then McGloin had to take over. And I don't even think I ever mentioned they won the state. I
think you didn't.
One time that they were playing for that. But you know what the drama was about that?
What?
President Obama was speaking. Now, as I look out the press box to my left, President Obama had come in and was speaking, about a quarter mile from the stadium. So we see the motorcade come in, the whole thing. We're like, I looked at Jack, said, the president's here. Okay. So now we get out of there and we go down to Bloomington, which is where the airport is. And the TSAs, now this is the one thing, there have only been two sets of TSAs in my life where I walked out of there and said, I do not like these people. I will not tell you where the other one was, okay? But the people in Minneapolis have always been treated as so nice, but these guys were nasty to the kids that day, nasty. Now, Air Force One is sitting right there. I know it, we can see it, Air Force One sitting right there. So I don't know whether it was because the president was there, the security, whatever, they're uptight, whatever. But they were not nice to the kids. All right, fine. So we get held up there. It took forever, and I mean forever. It took us over 2 hours to get through security. And there's a separate area set up for us to do this. We were not waiting in a line in the terminal. We were in a hangar. So we get out to the plane, walk out to the plane, the Air Force One sitting there, boom, boom, everybody gets up the stairs, gets on the plane. Finally, everybody's like, start the thing up, let's go, come on, start the thing up. Because if the president is there,
you're going nowhere.
We are shut down. So everybody knows it. Well, we start taxiing, and we get to the top of the runway, okay? And all of a sudden, we see the motorcade coming down the road, and the players were a riot. Go! Go! They're all yelling, go! Hit the guy, go! And he hits it. We start going down the runway, and the players, yeah! We beat the president out of here. We took off and got even the players knew. We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the Central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
We live in an area, by the way, that has volunteer firefighters, professional police, but volunteer EMS. We also have one of the finest hospitals going in Geisinger. You cannot get, no one will endorse the care at Geisinger greater than I will. And by the way, the wonderful Ronald McDonald House there as well. Police, firefighters, and EMTs are the greatest bargain that we have in society today. Volunteer firefighters and volunteer EMTs, you cannot put a price on. And we're very fortunate to have the quality that we do in our area, just as we have quality across the country in all three of those areas. Firefighters, EMTs, and police officers. You cannot put a price on them. You cannot put a price on them at any time. And, of course, in a crisis, while others are told to leave to protect themselves, they run toward the danger. They run toward the incident because that's where they're needed at the time. So when we talk here on this station, and we did this last year with the Sunbury Fire Company, when they need donations for an event that they have, help them out. If it's within your budget and means, by the way. Because they're the greatest bargain that we have. When there's danger or there's something awful happening, while they're telling us to stay away and get out of there to protect us, they are also running toward it to save whomever they can. Whether it's a fire, an accident, or something as awful as yesterday, when you don't know if there were more bombs that were going to be exploding. And one of the reasons that they set up, terrorists do, to have multiple bombs explode at different times, is that they're trying to kill first responders. Here's one, first responders go, oh, here's the other one. That's one of the reasons they do it. So whatever you can do to support police, firefighters, and EMTs, it has my endorsement.